ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Colossians 2, chapter 6, verse 6, the Bible says that as you received Jesus, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. How did you receive Jesus? Because he said, if you know how you received Jesus, you will know how to walk in him. How did you receive Jesus? Does anybody remember Romans 10? It says, if you shall... you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So the greatest miracle that ever happened was a very simple process. But because you believed it, it happened. Amen. Which is the miracle of the new birth. So in the same way, whatever it is that you want to see, that's the same process. Believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, and that God raised him from the dead. How? Believe in your heart that what God did through Jesus is to your advantage, is to your benefit, and you declare it. So what did God do through Jesus in your finances? The Bible says that he who knew no, who was rich. The Bible says we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, he became poor, that you, through his poverty, might become rich. I know people don't like saying rich in church, but every day, we're nearly killing ourselves on the streets of Lagos looking for money or looking for riches. Amen? Jesus said, don't kill yourself. He already took your place. And so you need to let that word begin to marry your spirit. John 15 verse 7, just before we pray, John 15 verse 7 says, Jesus said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall what? Ask whatever you desire and it shall be done unto you. Hello? Are you in that scripture? If you don't have it on your Bible, just read the one on the word. If you do what? Abide in me and what? My words abide in you. Then who will ask? Who will ask? And what will be done? It shall be done to who? Did you notice that God is not the one asking? So, don't check another person's Bible. Make sure it's in your own Bible. Who will ask?
I will ask.
You will ask. And who do you ask? You need to read your Bible. Read your own Bible, please. Who will ask?
I will ask.
Asking who?
God.
Where does it say God there? I've looked in my own Bible. I didn't see it. John chapter 15. My eyes are not dim. Maybe that my natural forces are abated. Glory be to God. Make sure you don't read your neighbor's Bible just in case they put God there. Because I want us to pray, okay? And it's very important that we understand this. Who will ask? I will ask. Who do you ask? Ah, the numbers have changed. Who will ask? I will ask. And who do you ask? Ah, I did not see Father in my own. Did you see Father? When Jesus came to the tomb of Lazarus, what did he do? What did he say to God? I thank you. But then what did he say to the situation? So who will ask? I will ask. Who do you ask? I don't know. I'm going somewhere with this. Go to Ephesians 6. Go to Ephesians 6. I already quoted Ephesians 1:3, that we are blessed with what? Spiritual blessings where? Ephesians 6 and verse 12 says what? Ephesians. Somebody's in 1 Samuel. Ephesians. Ephesians. Glory be to God. Ephesians 6 verse 12. It says we do. Where is it? Glory be to God. We wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood. But who? Against who? Principalities. And against who? And against who? And against who? Where are they based? Where is the address? The same address as your blessings. That is why the scripture says that he laid the table before us in the presence of who? Our enemies. So when Jesus said, go back to John chapter 15, when Jesus said, you will ask, he didn't say you will ask the Father. He just said you will ask, depending on who you are talking to. Are you with me, church? So it's not every prayer that you're talking to God. Prayer is heavenward, but it's not always God word. Hallelujah. Because we have two job description. One is priesthood according to Revelation chapter 5, and the other one is kinghood. Priesthood is towards God. Kinghood is on behalf of God. Are you with me, church? Because God cannot come from heaven to do things on the earth. He needs a license through a human being. A man with a body. Okay? My sister is in heaven with Jesus, so we can't be asking her to pray for us now. You know why? She doesn't have a body. You are only allowed to operate here if you have a body. That is why demons are using some people in church. Because anything in heavenly places needs a body. Did you get that? So if the address of the blessing is heaven places, and the enemies too are where? In heavenly places. And prayers go this way. Then you must define who you are talking to at every point in time. When Jesus was at the tomb of Lazarus, we realized that there are two kinds of prayer that was playing there. First of all, the one that was worshiping the Lord as a priest. But then he turned as a king and began to talk to. So even though Jesus said you will ask, he's not saying you will ask the Father. It's an open check. You will be asking. You'll be making requests. You'll be making demands. You'll be insisting on some commands. But you will need to decide who you're talking to. If you see sickness and you begin to ask the Father, Father, come and heal this child. Oh, Father, heal here. Father, the Father will just be looking at you and say, talk the one that will move now. The Bible says that the angels of God, they hearken to the voice of the word of God. Who is going to give it voice? That is why the testimony, the word of your testimony is a vital ingredient to bring about your breakthrough. And so when you are praying, Jesus said, when you pray, say what? Our Father. In other words, start with adoration. Start with recognizing that God is bigger than this problem. Start with recognizing that God is the ultimate. There's no limits in him. Amen. But then you look at the situation and you ask. The word ask is, you know, like in English, there's no different word for if it's a request, it's a request. So I come to Pastor. Pastor, please, I was wondering if I could use this pulpit for something I want to do in the hall down the road. Is it okay if I use it, sir? And the pastor would say, okay, go and ask the HOD and see if it's available. Did I have to fight, Pastor? Oh, church, I like it. Because I want to leave you with something that you can handle, that you can use without thinking of the English, you know, too much English. Because I want you to go from amen to manifestation. So that's why I'm using like everyday example. But then I see my bag with mama. And I've been looking for the bag. I said, give me my bag. How dare you take my bag without my permission? Have I asked? It's a kind of asking. But it's different from when I knew that the thing belongs to Pastor and I'm asking him to give it to me. All right? So Jesus said, you will ask. But he didn't say it's God you will ask. It's an open check. Don't put God in a box. It may be God you are asking because you need wisdom. And the Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask God. God gives liberally. And then you say, Lord, I need to move 2020. And that's what we're going to be asking him. 2020, wisdom to navigate 2020. And make 2020 what you want it to be, Lord, upon the earth. Because already you have a plan for it in heaven. But for it to become a reality on the earth, you need my participation. So Lord, we come to ask for wisdom for 2020. That is you and God. Amen? But when you see the works of the enemy, you are still asking, but now you are violent. You are forceful. You are insisting. Like the woman in Luke 18, and I think I mentioned her last year. You are making the devil come to a point where he will have a meeting with himself and say, let me leave this woman alone. Maybe you're not able to pay your rent, and you are calling for the finances. Like I said to people, I call for finances from the north, the south, the east, and west. I command the earth to release that which belongs to me. And I ask God to minister to the hearts of my helpers of destiny who will come into my aid. And then things, don't look at anybody's face. Because if you think maybe it's Pastor Godwin, my problem with Nigerians is that they always have somebody they think God will use. I have a problem with that. So what if God doesn't want to use him? You want to kill him. And then you squeeze him. You give him all the manipulative answers. Evil self, last week we didn't eat. And the person is thinking, I don't even feel anything for you. And it's not that they are bad people. It's just that at that point in time, they're not the vessel. So they're not feeling the compassion to flow towards you. So while you're wasting your time trying to squeeze this person, why don't you just squeeze God. I say, Lord, whoever that person is, whoever Pharaoh is that must not sleep. Even me, I was the Pharaoh that did not sleep the other day. Let me tell you. I was coming down and I was thinking of giving my friend one of my bags. I thought, she doesn't mind, she'll have this one. But my heart kept taking me to this other bag. I said, now wait, I've not used it. I bought it for, and it was, and this is a bag I was quite emotionally attached to because I bought it in the midst of, you know, I don't know how to explain it. Pastor Falaka will explain to you when I'm gone. But you know, there's something about women, you know, maybe you'll be looking at something and be thinking, I really want to have this thing. And then one day, you finally, you know, just about by the skin of your teeth, you got it. And then, and I'm sure God has told me to give that bag more than once. I didn't listen. Okay, sorry. I told you a secret. Pastors don't listen sometimes. Hallelujah. But this time around, I'm sure this person must have been decreeing and calling for. So let me tell you how I gave it. I said, come. I don't know whether you turned me to Pharaoh or you are the Joseph. I don't care. You and God, I don't know what your arrangement was, but Shagba. I know you say God loves a cheerful giver. He will have mercy on me. I put the chair in my teeth. Hallelujah. Because and then she said to me, do you know that I've been believing God for a black bag? She said she had been believing. The bag is nicer than the one I'm carrying. And I was keeping it. You know how, you now keep the bag and say, one day I'll launch this bag. I launched it into her hand. Very annoying. And I hope she's in church this morning. She told me she was going to come. I said, but who are you? And she said, I'm alone in me. And then I remembered that this same me was calling for resources. By the way, it was my 50th birthday last September. And so for the party, because I said to the Lord, I want to have a nice praise, you know, nice bash. But it didn't have anything to do with my bank balance, because I didn't even have a balance. And the Lord said to me, you know the drill. You know the drill. Write it down and begin to call for it. So I wrote down the things I needed And as it was coming, I was writing it down. And I began to call the heavens and the earth. Open up. Give up your seed. I speak to the north, to the south, to the east and the west. As I prepare for a celebration of praise, open up and give up your seed. And I command all the helpers of destiny that have been assigned to this project, begin to be filled with abundance so that you are able to release unto me. I began to call it and call it and call it. Then the first person that spoke to me, did you not say you are going to have a praise party? I said, yes. I said, I even like the band, the praise band at your party. And she said, you like it? Okay, in that case, I'll pick that bill up. I said, blessed be the name of the Lord. Tick it off the list. The band alone was like £500. And I mean, those are the small bands. And that's because their praise and worship. If it's all this, what do you call them? Area bands, they're a lot more expensive. But this is a praise and worship band. So, you know how people value God's things. But bless the Lord, oh my soul. Anyway, that was ticked off my list. And then I did not know that one of my friends had employed an event organizer. Pastor Malaka, I was not planning to employ any event. I was going to employ myself, invent it myself, organize it myself. But she had employed an event organizer. And they were now beginning to talk about, we need to get this light. I said, it's expensive. Don't let's use that one. They said, no. And after a while, she cut me off. She and the event organizer, they stopped talking to me. I'll call this person. They said, I'm talking to her. See this. Then I call the other person. Then I told you to talk to the organizer. She'll tell her whatever. Thousands of pounds. It just rolled out. And I came into the hall. I said, I thought I told them not to bring this. That is too expensive. Do you know why? Because God had seeded the heart of the people he wanted to use to bless me. I did not know who could do it. All I'm saying is that don't put God in a box. Don't say it must be my pastor's wife. Maybe she says she has money. She should be able to give me. Have you checked her bank balance? Many times, let me just tell you the secret now. Pastor, let me tell them our secret. Sometimes we are giving you in the midst of our need. In the midst of negative balance, we are still giving. We're still supplying. It's not because we're, thank God for Mary Kay, and thank God for the pancake, you know, Juelegba. We are giving because we have been touched in our hearts to give. It's not because, we have money stashed somewhere that we don't have anything to do with. So as you go into 2020, just change your mind about some things. That I'm just going to be God-centered. Because Jesus said the only ingredient that would bring you to the place where you will ask or demand and it happens is my word. Where that word begins to synergize with your spirit and begins to roll together. You can't see impossibility anymore. All you are seeing is that word. He said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches, not according to the economy of the country you live in, not according to your bank account, but is according to his riches. That is why even when you don't have money in the bank account, he's speaking to somebody. Somebody needed a black bag. He's speaking to me, and I don't know why he chose me, but he's speaking to me and said, you need to give that girl this bag. And I'm complaining and whinging, Lord, you know, I've not used that bag before. I want to keep. All that conversation is going on between me, the Pharaoh, and God. The Bible says, God said to Elijah, go to Zarephath. I have already commanded a widow to feed you. God has already had a committee with the widow. He has already discussed it with the widow. So it's not the first time. It's not when Elijah came that the widow knew that she was supposed to be feeding God's servant. Hello? So God is speaking to people, but it's not necessarily the one you are looking at. Hello? Why would God get a raven who is stingy, likes meat, does everything wrong to man? Why would God use him to feed his man? Because he can choose any vessel. Hallelujah. And so as we begin to look into 2020, I want you to begin to see the ingredients of your victory. It's the blood of the Lamb, which we already have. And you must never take lightly. The blood of the Lamb just brings you to your knees. That you begin to say, God, you mean all of of the Godhead is living on my inside because of the blood. You begin to give accolade to what the blood has achieved. Amen. But then you have to agree with the testimony of the Word of God. What does the Word of God say? You begin to make a demand based on what the Word of God says. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 1:20, that all the promises of God in Christ Jesus, they are yes. How many promises? All the promises of God. You said to me, why am I not seeing some of the promises? I think you have not finished the circle of victory of the overcomer's life. You, me, and everybody. In different areas, we have exercised it, but in some areas, we have not. And so as we begin to look into 2020, let's begin to look into a land flowing with milk and honey, regardless of the giants in the land. He said they loved not their lives to the end. In other words, they were persistent. They were insistent that I don't care how long it takes. I don't care the battle on the way. I don't care the difficulty on the way. I must reach the finished line. Amen. I must reach the finish line because I can. I've got the blood of the Lamb. I've got the testimony of my lips. Now all I need is perseverance. Pastor says, let's come together and pray. Ah, you should be the first in church. Why? Because I believe that in the place of corporate prayer, according to Acts chapter 4, the Bible says when they prayed, the place began to shake. The very foundations of the problem begins to shake because we have managed to conjure the presence of God into your situation. Let's just stand and begin to pray into 2020. I don't know what you are expecting. The Bible says his thoughts towards us are thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring us to an expected end, to give us a hope and a future. By the grace of God, we would have more opportunities to look into this more. But today, let's just begin to look into 2020 and begin to thank God for 2020. And begin to say, Lord, I see a land flowing with milk and honey. I see a place of expansion. I see my Rehoboth in 2020. I see a well that I dig and none will contend with me. I see expansion to the right and to the left and to the and northward and southward. I see increase on every side. Lord, I thank you because you who have spoken, you are faithful to fulfill it.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,